Harper Audio presents Hero, The Life and Legend of Lawrence of Arabia by Michael Corder. Read by Robin Sachs. Copyright 2010 by Success Research Corporation. Production and abridgment copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Who is this extraordinary pipsqueak? In the third summer of the world's greatest war, a small garrison of Turkish soldiers still held the port of Aqaba on the Red Sea, as they had from the beginning. Indeed, since long before the beginning of this war, for Aqaba, the site of Eilat during biblical times, and later garrisoned during the Roman era by the 10th Legion, had been part of the Ottoman Empire for centuries, steadily declining under Turkish rule into a small, stiflingly hot place, hardly bigger than a fishing village, reduced by 1917 to a few crumbling houses made of whitewashed dried mud brick and a dilapidated old fort facing the sea. Its site was on the flat, narrow eastern shore, amid groves of date palms, in the shadow of a jagged wall of mountains as sharp as a shark's teeth, and a steep plateau that separated it from the great desert stretching to Baghdad in the east, north to Damascus, and south to Aden, more than 1,200 miles away. Today, a busy, thriving resort city and the principal port of Jordan, a nation which did not then exist, Aqaba is famous for its beaches and its coral reefs, which attract scuba divers from all over the world. It is situated at the head of the Gulf of Aqaba, which is separated from the Gulf of Suez by the Space.